Hey, everybody. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB, it's back, baby. Who you picking to win the World Series? Better say Dodgers. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. Super easy, man. Get started. So just head on over to the website today. Use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BLEAV. That's BLEAV to receive your 50, that's 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you so much, BetOnline, for bringing this podcast to the people.
Hi, and welcome to our 3,147th episode of Great News. Seems like every other podcast says that, so I feel like we have to. We're actually about 80. 85.
No, I think we're pushing 90.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right.
What are we going to do for our 100th episode? Something special?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. We'll have to.
Okay.
We'll have to do something special. Yeah.
We should do nothing but negative, horrible stories.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good idea to celebrate great news. This is a podcast where we highlight people who are actually doing great things and loving things toward each other. And it reminds you that not everybody is a horrible person like you see on TV all day, every day. So if you like it, please subscribe. It's free. What do you want from us? And let your friends know and tap that little notification thing so you know when a new episode comes out, which is Mondays and Thursdays. Mike Catherwood.
Yes.
Always does an intro.
Yes.
I would like to hear it in the style of 78-year-old Mick Jagger. I like how you have to get into character. Go ahead.
Oh, it's an intro. It's an intro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike here to give you great news.
Does he always point like that?
Yeah, that's his.
That's his thing. His move. His go-to.
The little thing. Listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah,
I'm making fun a little bit, but you know, I saw this video. It's actually nothing. I'm not making fun here, but I saw a very sad video of Vince Neil performing, and he just like he couldn't sing, and he's kind of out of shape, and
I saw that.
Really
yeah.
sad.
Because and, that's how people age, except right. for Mick Jagger.
Well, that's the thing, and I was talking about it with the Jason Ellis crew. And we're saying like, yeah, well, let's cut. Sure, he hasn't been doing the work, but at the same time, let's cut him some slack. He's, you know, getting older and it's harder. And I said, you know, it is true. I remember when I was 25, I'd do 7 hours of radio in a day. I'd do Kevin and Bean and Loveline and I'd be fine. Now I do a couple podcasts and my throat's hurting and the whole thing. But I said, but alternatively, Steven Tyler or Mick Jagger at pushing 80 could go do an 8-hour set right now and kill it. And it's just a matter of like commitment, you know?
And then another one tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is crazy. All right. My first story today is about a little girl and her little brother. And it's super cute. And it doesn't have any audio to it. So I'll read what's on the screen. But it's a really, really beautiful story. And I love it. And I think you will too. Okay. I can't read that. That's hilarious. Can you read that, Mike?
At 9 months, doctors gave this family the worst news. He was fighting for his life with a rare genetic condition. Oh, God. Who could step in to save his life?
Please come back now. There goes my mind.
His 4-year-old sister
was a perfect match.
Okay. Oh, that is so sweet. Nothing can stop the love they have. Oh, my God. That is so unbelievably beautiful.
Isn't that something?
And I'm assuming he's doing okay.
No, he died. But I mean, before that, it was a cool story. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
That's just
when you have siblings who fight a lot, let's be honest, just being so loving to each other, it really does warm your heart. It just makes you feel like a better person.
It's like an old married couple in the same way. Like, they probably treat each other like poo, but when push comes to shove, you know, they would do anything for each other, you know?
It's just, and it's also like little kids where their teeth are falling out, too.
So very similar. You got that. Very similar. That's a great story to start us off. I have another great story, Kevin. This has nothing to do with heroics
or love
or compassion, but this is so freaking excessively cute that it absolutely qualifies as great news because it will put you in a better mood. Kevin, I give to you, if you don't want to poop in the rain, please go ahead.
No, no.
If you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw. If you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw. If the ground is really soggy and you don't want to go potty, if you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw.
Even did it twice at the end.
Can we watch that again? That's fun. Does he have a little rain slicker on?
Yes, it's. Is that a raincoat?
If you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw. If you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw. If the ground is really soggy and you don't want to go potty, if you don't want to poop in the rain, raise your paw.
I always told my dog, stop being a baby. Go to the bathroom. It's water.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm not doing it right.
Look, I think animals are just like humans. Some humans, myself included, I don't mind going out in the rain if I don't have like my very few articles of clothing that are like really expensive. I it's no different to me. Some people, they're like, you would think it's acid, you know, that's going to burn them.
One of my daughters will just run out in whatever she's in and play in the street and the boogie board sometimes. Just do whatever she can because she loves it. Mike, what do you feel like when you take your car to get serviced? Do you feel like you're getting a good deal or you're probably getting ripped off?
Probably getting ripped off because I've had, whether you look at it as fortunate or unfortunate, experience of working in garages. Many different ones. And I know that by and large, that's not a moral world.
Right. Well, this is a story about a former DuPont engineer named Patrice Banks. And she had the feeling that when she was taking her car in, like the rest of us, she didn't know if she was being taken advantage of and all the things that they say they need to do your car sort of make you wonder. So she decided to take night classes to learn how to fix a car.
Nice.
I'm going to take this into my own hands and I'm going to figure out how to fix a car. She opened up her own shop called Girls Auto Clinic in Philadelphia.
Whoa.
And that's the all female body shop run by former engineer. And they also opened up a nail salon next door so that other women who bring their cars to the salon can be attended to and have a nice time and come out looking better. And then they get their car back and they go. And it's a place where females don't have to be worried about that. And I would go there, by the way.
Oh,
who needs nails done more than me and toes? Forget about it.
Yes.
So that's
you're impeccable. Your extremities are always impeccably done.
Listen, I look like a caveman, and that's just the way it is. We're just going to have to live with it. But I thought that was really beautiful. Patrice Banks is her name. She's a former DuPont engineer. And she said, I don't like this, so I'm going to fix it. And she did.
And like, really, that in the grand scheme of things, what really is so beautiful about America is that you can start business. I mean, because we've kind of given up on the idea of the grand American dream of politics and idea, but we still have that kind of core ideas. Like if you have a dream and you have a belief, you have something, an idea, you can put some effort and some ambition into it and things can happen.
I'm not everybody's as smart as Patrice. You know, I wouldn't be able to do that.
She's a DuPont engineer, but you know what? It didn't take any engineering knowledge to think up a business where there was a lack and she filled the whole.
She just went to night school and learned what she needed to learn.
That is, and then to have the kind of the wherewithal and the ingenious idea to add the nail salon next door. I mean, I hope she just rakes in the dough, man. I hope she retires to the south of France or something.
As long as that's where she wants to go.
I'm going to be very honest with you.
Okay.
Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're interested at least somewhat in weight loss. So before we continue the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Noom. Noom really understands that everyone's weight loss journey is very unique, and what works for someone else isn't going to necessarily work for you. So Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible, focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work toward goals at the pace you're comfortable with. So start building better habits for a healthier long-term result that you're looking for. Sign up for a trial at Noom. That's Noom.com/BLEAV. Believe. That's what I'm talking about. Again, that's Noom. Noom.com/BLEAV. All right. Personalized lessons to help you gain confidence and practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and a cognitive behavioral approach that teaches you how to be mindful about your habits. Come on, now's the time. It is Noom.com/believe. That's Noom.com/believe. We made a conscious effort when we started this show that we were going to stare away from any arguing, yelling, divisiveness, yes. You know, anger.
Yeah, well, because we want to highlight things that restore faith in humanity.
Right. Even though this has all the aforementioned stuff, I think this restores our faith still because it's so freaking funny and it is a father and son. And because you watch a man's metamorphosis from incredibly just his decorum is perfect.
Right.
It's the display of professionalism in broadcasting. And when his son interrupts his work, you watch it melt down. Here you go.
What would you say in those circumstances? Oh, I think you've got to...
I'm on live telly! Stay out of my office! I'm on fucking hell! Fuck off, you little twat! Sorry.
What was your question? How can you say the F word as the first word when you're on TV?
He led off with fuck off.
Yes. I'm on live TV, which should have made him think, oh, I can't use that language. But he used it about 10.
And then buttonholed it with, you fucking twat. And then Seth had the gall to sit back down and go, excuse me, what was your question?
Yes. Let's watch that again. I love that.
What would you say in those circumstances? Oh, I think you've got to...
Fuck off! I'm on live telly! Stay out of my office! I'm on fucking hell! Fuck off, you little twat!
Listen, could he have handled it better? Sure.
Absolutely.
Do I love the way he handled it? Yes, I do.
I also believe the restrictions and the standards for language in Britain, Western European countries, I don't think they want it, but I don't think that like that's a problem for the network if a guy says,
gotcha,
fuck off, you twat.
What if he says it 100 times in a row to his kid?
It's probably not ideal.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right. My next story is a really thoughtful story. In 2019, Carly Berryman began a virtual reality company called Via Vita. Okay. And it's a virtual reality company that focuses on senior citizens. And senior citizens specifically who can't travel safely anymore. And so she'll bring the virtual reality glasses and the whole thing to a rest home. And they can, through virtual reality, which looks completely real, they can see things like the Louvre in France and the Eiffel Tower and the Grand Canyon and all these amazing places that these people have never been able to go, but she gives them the opportunity through virtual reality.
How amazing is that?
And how great does she look in those goggles?
Yeah, hot.
I mean, that's fantastic. I wasn't going hot, but I'm just saying.
I was.
The idea of a human being who's reached a place in their life where they can't travel anymore safely, to be able to see some of these places in sort of 360 must be an amazing thing for them.
And especially for people of that generation where, you know, a 20-year-old kid would look at virtual reality because they're so accustomed to living in a world where computer technology is so advanced and maybe be a little cynical about it. But, right. You know, someone of that age is going to be like, this is as good. This is so exciting and different, you know?
They probably look forward to it because they want to go on another vacation, you know, to wherever the next time. So that congratulations.
Really fantastic.
Carly Berryman was the person who came up with that idea. And congratulations to her. That's really great.
Can they? I'm not just being.
Yes, childish. You are.
No, I'm not. But their body.
May I? Hold on.
Okay.
May I guess where you're going?
Yes.
Porn.
Yeah. But now follow me here.
Yes.
A lot of these people have lost the love of their life because of their extended age. He or she has passed.
Yes.
Isn't it not beyond the kind of the lewd nature of what I'm talking about? Like, put it into perspective. Wouldn't it not be incredibly therapeutic if, like, you had a virtual reality where, like, Chris Hemsworth came to that lady and just, like, gave her the night of her life, you know? Or like, I'm being serious. Like,
you're being serious, but Chris Hemsworth is not probably going to play along with that.
He seems pretty cool to me. Remember, he punked me. I think I told you the story where he punked me in public. Oh,
tell me again.
I was at a storage place in Venice where my wife and I stored our stuff. And Chris Hemsworth and his impossibly hot wife, Elsa Pataky, I believe her name is, come in and they walk in through like one of the entryways to the office from inside the storage unit place. So they had clearly been looking at their storage unit. And I'm talking to the guy about moving to a bigger unit, whatever. But I'm talking to the manager guy, and Chris Hemsworth, very, very nicely, and he is so impossibly good looking, like in person, because he's huge and just handsome and the whole thing. He says, "Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I was going to get a lock for my thing, and I was just curious which kind to get." And the guy says, "Well, these are key based, and then these are, the
combination,
and." So, you know, if you feel like you're going to lose your keys or if you have a bunch of different automobiles, maybe the combination might be better. And he's like, "Well, you know, I got to be honest. What if I forget the combination? Because I'm prone to doing that kind of stuff." And I go, "You can use the hammer of Thor."
"No, you didn't."
And he goes, "What?" And I go, "Nothing." and the man,
I hope he made you repeat it.
The manager is laughing so hard that now I'm in a really tight position because I'm like, clearly I said something where I was either clowning him or I was trying to be a smartass. And I'm like, "I said you could use the hammer of Thor." And he goes, "All right, that was pretty funny." And he goes back to this
world. Really? Yeah. That's fantastic. So I love that.
Maybe he would be the guy. Or Jason. And I know Jason Momoa would do it. He'd totally do it.
Are we talking about celebrities who would recreate porn with old people?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right.
All right, Kevin. Speaking of senior citizens, they're right at the top of they're the upper echelon of great news stories. You know, cute animals, kids, the senior citizens and people serve in the military. They're like the creme de la creme.
Right.
This, I thought, was a really, really beautiful story. And it hit me close to home because my daughter, as you know, because I had her punk you, is really into drawing and painting and creating.
Yes.
Well, look what this grandmother did for her granddaughter with the extensive amount of artwork that she collected over the years. She's surprising her kid.
Giving it all back.
She is giving it all back, but in an intricately woven quilt that she's been making for years.
Of every different piece of art?
Collecting hundreds of pieces of drawings and trinkets that, you know, little things, everything from like really hard really focused artwork down to like stuff she scribbled on napkins that she gave to her as a little kid. And she collected it all, figured out a way to photo, to impose it onto fabric, and made an entire quilt out of it. And it's huge. It's like 8 feet by 9 feet.
Wow, and it's that's beautiful. Incredible.
I thought that was so amazing.
I am so far from being able to do that. You couldn't get further away from being able to do that than I am. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there'd be no... Every once in a while, like, you see amazing things done, and you're like, you're honest with yourself. You go, you know what? If I committed myself, maybe not now, but if I committed myself, I could do that.
Right.
There's no amount of training or work I could do that would make me do that.
No, agreed. And if you finally ended up trying, it would be a disaster.
Be pure caca.
You would never give it to your daughter. All right. If you like this podcast, Great News with Kevin and Mike. I forgot the name of it for a second. Please subscribe and let your friends know about it. Mike ends with an outro every week, and I was hoping we could hear a little Tone Loc.
Tone Loc. Yeah, we do the wow thing. Yeah. It's an outro. You know I'm talking about, bro. Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike, they gave you all the great news.